Welcome to Maffitude.
Maths with Attitude.
Episode 6, Constructions, the Building Blocks. Today, we, two completely different hosts from every other episode, will help you learn about the magical art of...
Construction.
And loci too.
Firstly, get your construction gear right. To do constructions, you'll need a compass, a protractor, a sharpened pencil, and a ruler. Alright, firstly, we'll talk about drawing a 2D shape using constructions. In this case, a triangle, because triangles don't break. So, please refer to your worksheet example 1, and let's begin. First, we shall draw a sketch of the example triangle, so we know what it should look like. With practice, you should not need to do this anymore, but for the inexperienced, we will suggest drawing out the lengths of the triangle and approximating the angles.
Draw the length first.
Now for the real thing. Draw the base length AB, in this case 8 cm, and then use a protractor to draw AC, which is an angle of 50 degrees.
50 degrees.
Of course, we don't know the length of this line, so we will simply draw a rather long line. Since we have another angle of 30 degrees for line BC, we'll do the same that we did for AC.
Presto!
The lines AC and BC join up to form the triangle. Your triangle should look exactly like the one in the worked example. Most people leave the bits of the line that stick out as proof they constructed a shape. These are called construction lines.
Whoa, no way.
But what if we have the data for two sides and only one angle? Please refer to example 2 on your worksheet. Should you need to, you can start out by drawing a sketch. As always, we start with the baseline. We draw AB as 5 centimeters. It turns out, angle ABC is 120 degrees, so we can easily draw it with a protractor. Since we do know the length of the line BC, which is 5 centimeters, we'll draw it to that length. Then, all you have to do is connect the two open sides. And Bob's your uncle! The method changes considerably in example 3, so let's go there now. So refer to example 3 in your worksheet. Here we only have 3 sides, and this is where we equip the legendary compass of Mathematica. So grab your compasses and be ready to draw the baseline AB, in this case 6 cm. Now combine your pencil and compass, and set the distance of your compass's points to either BC or AC's length. For now we'll choose AC, so we'll set our compass's points to 4 cm apart. Place the point of the compass on point A, and draw an arc using the pencil across the triangle. There is no need to draw a whole circle, just around the area you expect lines AC and BC to join. If drawn correctly, that point should be somewhere on that line. Now do the same for line BC. Since it's 7 cm, set your compasses to 7 cm apart and draw another arc that should cut into the other arc you just drew. If you drew circles for some strange reason for both points, they should cross in two places. The point where they cross is where the lines BC and AC should meet, so draw lines from B and A to that point, point C. If you drew circles, you can either join up either point, which will do just fine.
But we're done with triangles now, but not with the compasses. So now, we're going to draw a line AB and bisect it. For the example's sake, we'll make it 6 centimeters. Please refer to example 4 in your worksheet. We are going to divide this line exactly in half lengthways. Firstly, place your compass point on point A and extend the compass length apart at least more than half of the line's approximate length. Draw a wide arc from above the line to below it. Then, keeping your compass points exactly the same distance, do the same for point B. Join up the two places where the arcs connect to draw a line that should cut through the line exactly halfway. Check this by measuring the distance from one end to the line. It should be 3 centimeters. Congratulations! You have just bisected a line! This technique can also be used to construct squares, rectangles, and the rest of it.
Now for the last construction technique. Please refer to example 5 in your worksheet, as we will now bisect an angle. This is also quite easy, as you will see. Firstly, place your compass point on the point of the angle where the two lines meet, as if you were going to measure with a protractor. Use any distance at all and draw two little arcs that just cut through the two angle lines. Now, keeping the compass point's distance exactly the same, place the compass point on one of the intersected lines where the arc cuts it, and draw a wide arc where the angle lines widen up.